Hello and welcome to the Modern Fairy Sightings podcast, where we listen to people's fairy encounters. But take heed, we're not talking about winged Tinkerbells here. These are real fairies, real encounters that took people like you and I by surprise. Stay a while and hear their stories. My name is Jo Hickey Hall, and I'm a folklore researcher. Hello, dear listener. I hope you're doing well. Seasonal wishes to you. Many of us are finding this time very difficult for lots of reasons, so I decided to offer a meditation visualization as my seasonal gift of light to you. We are currently in solstice, when the sun holds still for a few days at its lowest in the sky, before beginning to increase its light once more. The world also currently hangs in a liminal space between two ages, that of the Piscean Age and the Age of Aquarius. This is a meditation to aid you in the many shifts that are currently taking place in the material world and in the realm of global consciousness. Find a quiet place to sit or lie, preferably in a darkened room where you won't be disturbed. Take a pen and paper with you to journal afterwards. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Take a deep breath and give yourself permission to take this time for you. Second breath. Let all concerns of your day today run from your mind and body. Third breath. Acknowledge that this is the time to go deep within your consciousness and connect. Open to this experience and trust. In your mind's eye, you see yourself sitting or lying in this room that is so familiar to you, and you see your spirit stand up out of your body and move towards the door of the room. The door opens and you step through. You find yourself standing in a dark tunnel. At one side of you, the tunnel continues into darkness, and at the other end, you see there is light. You begin to walk towards the side that is lit. Taking each step, you consider the darkness behind you. Reflect on the darker moments of your journey up until this point. The times you felt afraid or unsure, when you might have felt helpless. Times of deep sorrow, instances when you were not seen for who you truly are. When you felt misunderstood, alone, trapped. The times you felt angry and powerless. With each step, you fill all of these instances. And you realize they were part of the darkness behind you, that which bound you to the material. You keep walking on, drawn towards the light. And like cobwebs, these moments of darkness are swept from your being with each step. as if you were walking into a new reality, the old world falling behind, out of step, out of time, out of resonance. Here you are in this moment. You feel your strength, an inner power, a purpose, who you truly are. With each step, you are stepping into being, drawn into oneness, your body made light, and still you walk. The darkness calls to you, and you bid farewell with love and gratitude for each and every learning that was made. But those heavy times are now past. Closer you get to the opening and source of light, and as you draw ever nearer, you see now that the light is starlight, and you are looking out into space, into the solar system. Galaxies reach far off into the distance, and in amongst the planets is a beautiful little blue and green globe, Earth, so vibrant. And you can see surrounding it a rim of pure light encasing the Earth. This light is being fed to the Earth by surrounding planets and life forms in other galaxies, by beings from distant realms and otherworldly beings whom exist on Earth in various forms alongside us. They are holding the Earth in love as it transitions into an age of enlightenment. You are nearing the edge of the tunnel, and you know that if you step off, you step into the abyss of infinity, and yet you feel drawn. You take steps forward, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, and step off. Your arms at your side, and suddenly you feel there are others beside you, holding your hands, stepping into infinity. Millions of people holding hands and gliding through this space together, knowing consciously. Some of them you recognize. You're all moving down towards that beautiful blue and green planet. And as you do, you tune into your life down there. You suddenly remember what you came there for, what your soul purpose was, is. As you glide closer, you see yourself happy, surrounded by those you love, living a life that makes you feel fulfilled, where you experience a sense of innate freedom, where you feel accepted for who you are and are recognized for the light you bring to this earth. You know you have a job to do, and you have the support and love of the universe and the companionship of those who are linked around you now. Those millions of people who have also just remembered that they came to help. Feel the togetherness and the love that exists between you all, and share this love with all the living beings on Earth. Is the place. place where you live, and you see it now coming into view. And down there is a room where your body is currently lying, resting. Find that room. See yourself lying there peacefully and move gently back into your body. Feel the joy of your heartbeat in this material realm, and remember that you are connected to the all and can return there at any time through meditation. Take a deep breath and begin to move your fingers and toes, and when you're ready, open your eyes and journal your experience.